What do comic Tom Green, actor Andy Dick, and rapper Snoop Dogg have in common? Well, here's a hint. It's actually legal. They all have internet talk shows. Web talkers are a lot like regular talk show hosts, but without the trappings of TV or radio. No commercials, no time limits, no censors. A recent entry into the dot-com world is Kevin Pollak's Chat Show. That's the same Kevin Pollak you've seen on screen, big and small, in The Usual Suspects, Casino, A Few Good Men, and Otis. Now he is trying his hand at interviewing. Here's a recent clip with TV friend Matthew Perry, whose dad was a bit of a celebrity himself.
I first became familiar with your father, as I think a lot of Americans did anyway, as the Old Spice Guy.
Yes. Mm-hmm. My father was the Old Spice Guy.
Which, as a kid, were you, how old were you when he did that?
I was probably about 15 when he did that. And it was pretty awful. It really was.
Why?
Because you're 15 years old, and you're bringing little 15-year-old girls home, and they're asking where your father is.
Kevin Pollak's Chat Show airs weekly on the web every Sunday evening, and Kevin Pollak joins us from NPR West. Thanks for spending the time, Kevin.
Oh, you're very welcome. My pleasure. Thanks for your interest.
Now, have you ever been approached to do a traditional TV talk show, or have you ever pitched a TV talk show?
I haven't, although 2 weeks after starting my chat show online, I was approached about bringing it to television. I don't know. I guess I've been averaging an hour with each guest, and in some cases 90 minutes, and no restrictions and no censorship and no time restraints, obviously. You know, I had Elon Musk on, the CEO and founder of Tesla Motors,
yeah.
And he got to such a place of comfort that at the end of the interview, as I was starting to wrap up the interview, he said, would you mind if I address something on a personal level? And I thought, okay. Well, it's just that people have been saying a lot about my wife and I leaving each other and my field 5 children I don't see anymore. And my head is exploding as he starts to share this. How comfortable must he have felt in the last hour to have gotten to this place?
One of the things the show does have, which is similar to late night shows that are on TV, is reoccurring segments. And one of them is the Larry King game.
Yes.
Can you explain the Larry King game, the origin of the Larry King game?
Well, the premise of the game, as I explain it, is that Larry, God bless him, hell of a career, truly. But let's face it, he's 107. And it's my belief that it's only a matter of time before he accidentally shares something about himself on the air that no one should really know. So the rules, 3 rules, you have to do a bad Larry King impression. You must then reveal something about yourself as Larry on the air that no one should know. And then go to the phones, and the third rule. So when you go to the phones, it helps if the name of the city is funny sounding. Shall I give an example?
Please, I'd like to hear an example of the Larry King game.
Okay. I'm sitting in my own sauce, Poughkeepsie, hello. I don't know why.
I don't know why that's funny, but it is.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Liza, that mole is wonderful. Baby Toe, Arkansas, you're on.
Nice.
Thank you.
Very nice. See, it's catchy.
It is. Now, do you have any sense of how big an audience you have at this point?
Yeah. I mean, you're not supposed to be able to easily access the number of downloads that you get on iTunes. But there's obviously ways to access that information, as well as the live views. And that was the thing for me, the struggle was how low the live view number was. But then it dawned on me that, much like broadcast television, the live numbers mean so much less these days. And so viewer-wise, we're 12 weeks old, and I think we're approaching just under a million.
That's a million downloads, you think, right? Not viewers, not people who are streaming it.
No, that's definitely not live viewers, no.
Who would you like most to interview? Who's on your wish list?
Well, it's kind of endless, really, because it's from all walks of life. To begin with, the people I'm corralling are ones that I'm dying to sit down and have an hour-long conversation with.
Well, Kevin, good luck with the show.
Thank you so much, and I appreciate your interest.
Actor, comedian, and talk show host Kevin Pollak speaking with us from NPR West. His internet show, Kevin Pollak's Chat Show, can be seen on his website, streamed live every Sunday at 5 p.m. Pacific time. And we have clips from that program on our website, npr.org.